We good? Okay. All right, back on the record. Ms. Linseth, you want to come back up? Thank you very much. Appreciate you bringing this to our attention.
I appreciate you coming to Kildare. How convenient for us.
Yeah. Mr. Morrison, before I ask Ms. Linseth any more questions, I just wanted you to, I know you talked off the record, and if you could just clarify for the commissioners and anybody else in the room where we're talking about, which map and what location, and if any resolution that maybe has taken place?
Sure. I've had a chance to verify this with One Oaks Right-of-Way Department, and if you look in Exhibit B3 and look at page 2 of 7, that's the map where you'll see it, and you want to look at milepost 8. And if you look at milepost 8, you'll see where the pipeline jogs just, 75 feet, maybe 50 to 75 feet to the northeast. Just go to the northwest where the 8 is, and you'll see a little jog in the pipeline. There's a corresponding jog coming back south right underneath the circle that is milepost 8. But that jog takes it more than 500 feet away from the Linseth house. That stretch of pipeline is on an easement from Martin Fisher, who has been informed of the minor deviation in the route of the pipeline, and so both questions have been resolved.
Okay. Ms. Linseth, did you have anything else that you would want to address or have the commission?
Thank you for the information. We were never informed of that. And so I was dealing with the information we last had.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And just before you go, I guess I'll ask whether anybody has any questions for Ms. Linseth. Mr. Morrison? Mr. Hsu? Ms. Cardwell? Commissioner Fedorchak?
I don't have any questions, but I want to thank you for coming, spending your time, and sharing that information with us and engaging in a process. And we're happy to come to your locations. We're required to do that. It's kind of one of the brilliant pieces of our law that keeps us in touch with the people most impacted by this kind of infrastructure, which is you, your grandson, et cetera. So thank you. And I do want to just say, and I'm suspecting that the company is using a land agent that isn't a One Oak employee, but I really want to, again, urge companies to be upfront with people and give them the correct information, especially when you're asking them to sign a waiver. It's just not acceptable to misrepresent what people are signing.
I agree. And if you talk to people in this area, their biggest complaint is they're not being dealt with fairly and they're not being given the right information. And the whole thing people are not giving right away is to pipelines anymore. And that's the reason why. They give them false information and try and get what they want, and they don't get back to them and tell them how things are going. You have nobody to call who oversees the whole thing. So, you know, I've talked with a lot of people, and even this instance where they want to condemn all this land and, you know, put in a pipeline. People here are tired of not being treated fairly and being given false information, and then nobody gets back to them about anything. It's like they're not included in the loop. So if I would say anything to the companies, be fair, send an agent out that knows what he's doing and knows what your rights are and respects those.
Yeah. Okay? No, I totally agree with
Thank
you.
Thank you.
And, hold on. You're not, okay. Oh,
got we got
more
Commissioner Christman yet.
No.
We save him for last.
I also want to thank you for coming and as we continue to evolve in the process, and all these points add value to somebody else's case as well as yours, and so it's very important and appreciated that you did come. I just have to ask, because it's not a real common name, you mentioned your granddaughter-in-law.
Quintana.
Is she a
yes,
the singer?
Yes.
She's an outstanding singer.
She is a wonderful person. She doesn't do much singing now. She has a baby 3, a baby 2, and 1 on the way. But I was just telling her, the two little kids sing Jesus Loves Me at church already. So
precious.
Yeah.
Thanks for
being
here.
Thank you. Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you, Ms. Linseth. Now, sometimes people out there say they don't want to get up and testify, and usually one person like Ms. Linseth can break the ice. So I'm going to give you one more chance. If there's anybody else out there that has to, you know, wants to make a comment on this pipeline or ask a question, I think now's the time to do it. Okay, looks like nobody.
I do have a question. question for the company. I don't know who to direct it to, but
okay.
that begs a question.
Yeah,
that I have
Mr. Morrison.
Well, no. So whether the pipeline is 495 feet or 501 feet from the residence is, you know, it avoids the need for the waiver, but that's a very small distinction from a safety perspective. And so my question is, does someone like that who's just barely outside of the 500-foot requirement, will they get the same kind of notifications and such as someone who were just a few feet closer, so that they understand the safety issues regarding a leak or something like that?
That's a Travis question, I believe.
Okay.
So we recall Travis actually.
Okay, Travis, just a reminder that you're still under oath.
Yes, sir.
So to answer your question, yes, they would. We mail, for this particular pipeline, it will get, affected public gets mailed a 1,600-foot buffer either side of centerline, the literature, the safety literature. So that residence would get a piece of literature explaining how to recognize a leak, what to do in the event of a leak, contact information for the company, and things like that.
1,600 feet.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you very much for that.
Before you go, I just want to, let me go around and make sure. Anybody else have any additional questions for Mr. Ashby? Commissioner Fedorchik? Okay. Mr. Morrison? Okay. All right, then I can go. Thanks. Okay, I guess, Mr. Morrison, back to you. I think we're just about ready to close the record on this. Do you have anything else for the record?
We have nothing else. I guess we would intend to file a late-filed exhibit, and that would be a listing on the occupied structures and identification of where they are, what they are, and who the owners are. And with that, we have nothing further. We would
be planning to prepare proposed findings, fact, and conclusions?
Yes, we will.
Okay, what would be the timeline for that? What would work for you? A couple weeks?
Yeah, we should, yeah. Since I'm leaving for vacation on the 5th of March, it'll be done before then anyway.
Okay, March 5th.
March 4th is a Friday, so.
All right, we'll make it March 4th. Is that all right with you, Mr. Hsu?
Yes, sir.
Okay, proposed findings by March 4th. Ms. Cardwell, it's okay? Okay. All right. I think we've got everything we need, so I'll close the hearing on the application of One Oak for a certificate of corridor compatibility and route permit and waiver procedures. The hearing is closed at noon Mountain Time, February 22nd, 2016. Case number PU15801 is adjourned, subject to filing of late filed exhibits. Thank you very much.
Thank you.